Hello and welcome to
2 o'clock with Keller
Bring Your Tea.
and Leave with More.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to a new version of Tea O'Clock with Keller, which we're calling Wine O'Clock with Keller.
Do you know what? Actually, sorry, this is already chaotic, but I was actually thinking, okay, maybe this is a really bad idea, but I kind of like extra brew or something.
Oh, no, I quite like that as well.
I don't
Extra
know.
brew, yeah, because I think that fits in with the tea thing,
Yeah, I don't know.
and it summarizes, I think, quite well what this is, because this is just
Yeah.
going to be an extra kind of fun half hour segment or so
Yeah.
on the in between weeks, where we're just going to have a bit more of a relaxed chat about
Yeah.
whatever, really.
Also, I'm intrigued. I wonder if you can hear me brushing my hair when you listen back to this.
I can't hear it currently, so
Okay.
we'll see.
Okay. But yeah, that is the vibe for these little extra sessions.
The vibe
Just
for this is we are both freshly showered. My hair is half dry, so it's kind of gone
it's looking great.
with water.
Genuine.
I
A
think
lot better than
both
mine.
look top notch right now.
Yep. Rate that for us.
I do as
Let's
well.
see. I haven't even had a drink. Bear in mind this was supposed to be 1 o'clock, but show you what, I'm already feeling like I'm on your level, Ella, so it's
And
great.
I don't know whether I should admit this or not, but I've already had 2 glasses with my dinner, though. So
Oh yeah, see, that's
that
chill
kind of
then.
balances it out to one, right?
Yeah,
But
basically.
there is another one here, and it's pink
Yeah.
wine, which is even
Oh, that
more
doesn't ca even count. Yeah, that's chill. And
rosé.
also, it's Friday night, so.
It is Friday night.
Friday night.
Friday
Why,
night.
recently, why do we keep doing that? I love
It's because
it
that guy from X Factor. Do you remember when he made that song about it being Friday night?
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna go out tonight.
Yeah, that one. So if you don't know it, YouTube it.
Yeah, look it up. You're missing out. Did I tell you? I can't remember if I already said this. I asked my colleague the other day. I don't know how it came up. Oh, I forgot. Needs to put. Who's that? George, classic. Needs to put my phone on silent. Yeah, I asked my colleague. I was like, "What's your favorite X Factor audition?" She's like, "I don't know. I've never seen it."
Oh, that is so funny.
And I felt like I was a bit of a weirdo. Well, which I already know. Well, like what? But you know when you just are in the mood and you just really want to crack up, and you're like, "Oh, what should I watch?" And then you just go down a rabbit hole on YouTube. And they're like, "Oh,
So
let me look
good.
at an X Factor auditions compilation. You just can't go wrong."
Yeah. No, because there are so many funny ones, especially, I think the further back you go, the funnier they get.
Oh my God! Yeah,
Oh.
I love them.
So many of those auditions where it's just like them in the room with all the judges are just hilarious.
Oh my God, the one that sends me is when, you know, Dawn the disc jockey. Did you know I was going to say that one? And Sharon just walks into the door. Love it.
Oh, so good, so good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you know, everything is cracking me up tonight. I don't know what it is, if it's like the wine coming through the screen at me.
I don't know, maybe it's just one of those nights where you're just feeling, I don't know,
Yeah, I don't
funny.
know.
It's the
Well,
weekend, maybe that's why you're feeling a bit
yeah.
lighter and relaxed.
Maybe. I do you know what though? I have the most boring weekend plans.
Oh.
I'm not even doing anything. I was supposed to see one of my friends tomorrow and she just cancelled. And then I was supposed to see my cousin on the Sunday and then she cancelled. And then, oh, so now I'm going to a country fair show thing. You know,
Oh,
and have all the crafts and you get samples of cheese and that. So I'm gonna go with my family to
how
that.
cute.
Yeah. But I was not really doing anything, which is weird because I feel like I'm always busy.
Yeah.
Like pretty much all the weekends after that, I know I've got stuff on.
Yeah, because
So
it'll be a nice chill weekend because obviously next Friday through to the weekend is going to be a busy one for us.
I'm
The
like, yeah, reunited.
Woo! So yeah, it'll be nice to have a chiller weekend.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Even like it was today when I got in, because normally we record Friday afternoon. I was
Yeah.
like, and because you were working, I thought, I don't know what to do now if I'm not recording until later. So I
Oh.
just had a nap. I was like, what has my life come to? Is this what it's like being a working woman?
Sounds top notch though, having a nap. I could have
Yeah,
done
but
that.
I did get up and go on a run though.
Well done.
Yeah, when I say go on a run, I mean I got up and walked in my living room and then went on the treadmill.
Still counts.
Yeah, it's chill. What about you? Do you have any fun weekend plans?
Well, it's Tilly's birthday on Monday.
Oh, happy birthday!
So we're gonna go out for a bit of a boozy brunch tomorrow afternoon.
Beautiful.
And then I've got to make her cake as well this weekend. Making her chocolate cake. I'm going to make it look really cute. I'm going to put some raspberries in between the layers, I think.
Oh, man, I wish I was there, because you know how much I love, because you're an amazing baker, but your chocolate cake is literally my favourite ever cake. I've never had a chocolate cake taste that good.
Oh, so yeah. So that's it, really. Just kind of birthday preparations and beginning of birthday celebrations this weekend, which should be fun.
Nice. Yeah, love that.
But let's segue into talking about Hinge and dating apps and just general kind of dating.
Yeah.
We thought it'd be quite a fun way to kind of start this different side of the brew of tea.
Yeah, because now is the perfect time to chat about it, because you've just got on it and I need to know everything.
I just got on it. I don't know, it feels rough. It hits my confidence levels quite a lot sometimes when I'm looking through the people who've liked me and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Or even when I'm just looking through the people on my main feed and I'm like, is this what the available guys around me are like? Because some of it is just so cringy and just so icky and just...
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. I think
I've had zero luck so far.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a you problem. I think it's a just general world problem. Because, I mean, I have spoken to so many people now. Maybe, actually, no, I haven't really spoken to, like, guys. I don't know guys that I'm friends with that are on the apps, but I know, like, obviously I've spoken to all my girlfriends about it.
Yeah.
And literally all of them have said the same thing. They're like, they are saying they keep getting humbled by the likes that they get. And they're like, really?
Literally.
But it's not even a looks thing. It's just, I don't understand. Who is vetting these profiles? Are they not asking anyone before they do it? Why do you think it's a good idea? It's just like, even if you're not maybe like stereotypically super attractive, you can defo still pop off of your profile.
Yeah.
Like, but they're just, there are so many things that I'm like, because there'll even be a guy that I'm like, oh, you're good looking. Because obviously it's difficult to judge from an app. Like, you kind of just have to go off photos. Not that I want to be like a shallow person, but it's hard when you can't speak to them.
Yeah.
But, like, there'll be someone who looks good in their photos and then their prompts. I'll just think, oh, no.
I know.
Oh, no.
It's not ideal. I'm going to have a look on my Hinge to see.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Anything new.
Oh, my God, yes, please. Let me get mine and see. Well, I need to hear yours, because, I mean, I've been on it for ages, so I need all the updates from you.
All the updates from me.
I mean, have you actually seen anyone that you like on there yet? Because it can take a while.
Yeah, because the thing is, I was going through it with my sister and she was saying I was being a little bit too brutal. But then I was like, I've got to have standards, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think there's been really anyone that I've like 100% been like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm trying to convince myself with some of them. I'm like, oh, you're kind of cute. Or like, oh, you're kind of good looking. And then like, okay, maybe your prompts aren't too cringy.
Yeah.
Like, there's never been anyone who I'm like straight away like, oh my God, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so disappointing.
It is.
I know maybe my standards are a little bit high. And maybe I need to, you know.
No. No, because I just think we're very, like... We only really want to put the effort in if it's going to be someone that we see ourselves with for ages. We're not very like, one night stand kind of people. We don't really
No.
want casual things. So
No.
when we're looking for someone that we want to actually have a relationship with for a while, then obviously, like, we're going to be more picky with who it comes to. It's like, what is the point of being with someone that you just aren't that bothered about? Like, I'd rather just be by myself. So I don't think our standards are necessarily high. I just think it's maybe like the kind of people we'd like aren't on that, or they're just hard to find.
I do. I do think so. But it's like, how else do you meet people?
Know. I was wondering this. Literally, like,
Especially in this day and age where everyone, like so many people go around with their headphones in all the time. They're just like
yeah.
kind of in their own worlds. Like you don't really organically bump into people or meet
No.
people. And yeah, okay, you occasionally have kind of pleasant interactions, people or whatever. But then it's not very often that it goes beyond that. You're kind of
No.
like, oh, that was a nice, like, couple of minutes chat at like the supermarket or like at the pub or something, but there's never anything beyond that.
No, because the thing is, when you think of places where you could meet people, I don't know, where could you go? Because you can't really go to a, well, where can you go? It's not like when you're in school and you, I don't know, maybe you like go to tennis club. I don't know. You
No,
meet
I
people
know what you
there, like,
mean though.
I don't know. I guess only really when you're at uni, maybe if they're in the same society as you or on your course or whatever. But then also, we didn't, I mean, we did English, so it was all girls. So, yeah. And it, because then you can, I think the only time you'd really socialize and meet other people would be on a night out. But then the problem is, when you meet someone on a night out, you just snog them and then I guess go back with them, but I don't really do that. And then, like, that's it.
That doesn't really work with the whole like long-term thing because
No.
no, a lot of those people just want like a little fling or whatever,
Yeah.
and it's not.
Yeah, because sometimes you do get their Insta or their number or whatever. But then, whenever that's happened to me and we've messaged after, it hasn't really gone anywhere because we both know. Like, it's a bit weird when you've already kissed and then you're like, oh, I'm sober now. And you know that time when I went on that date with that guy
Oh,
that
yeah.
I met on that night out, and then it was really bad in the light of day. I was like, oh, this is
Yeah.
not what I imagined. So it's a bit risky. So I just, yeah, in summary, how are we supposed to meet people? Those people say to me, it's friends of friends. Can my friends sort themselves out then, please?
Literally, I know.
Yeah, they need to up their game.
Yeah, I think we need, well, okay, basically, if we need our friends to up their games so that they can introduce us to their friends
Yeah.
or their like
Yeah.
three friends' brothers. The thing with older brothers are always more attractive.
Yeah. No, sorry, I was just thinking about like your older brother and I was like, where's this going? But yeah.
But no, basically, it's really hard. If anyone listening to this wants to date us, please go for it.
Oh my God, no, we don't know who's listening to this. We
Oh, we
still have
actually
standards,
don't.
Ella.
But okay, maybe
No,
don't.
actually, wait, I have so many
Not.
thoughts. Wait, no. no. Well, okay. I was actually thinking about this in the shower. Has your, well, actually, no, I guess not. I was going to ask if the podcast has come up in your dating life, but then I guess if you've not spoken to anyone on there that you like yet, then it hasn't.
Yeah, then it hasn't. But
So,
that happened with you because one of the guys you went on a date with listened to a load of our episodes, didn't he?
if he listens to this one? No, surely
Oh,
not. Not
surely
anymore if he's
not.
not seeing me.
Yeah.
No.
But that's
Yeah.
the thing,
Oh.
I guess, with this podcast, we're kind of putting ourselves out there in a whole different way to how so many other
Yeah.
people don't.
I know. Well, it's a weird one because most of them, I end up talking to them on Insta because, well, especially if I match with them on Bumble, I don't ever get notice on that. It's just annoying. I don't like talking on there. So I normally say that, oh, can you just talk on Insta? And then on my Insta, in my bio, I have the link to the podcast. So pretty much most people I date will see that I have the podcast and then it comes up. And I don't know how many of them actually listen to it, but I do wonder if they do listen, does it give them the ick or not? Because first of all, like, I rate myself, but my voice isn't, it could be better. But sometimes I could, and because I'm aware that I go, oh my God, a lot. So I'm like really intrigued. But then obviously, like, from experience, I dated that guy that did listen to them and he was chill with it. So that's all
Right.
right. But I don't know, now this is a whole different ballpark, because if we're going to talk about stuff like this on the episodes instead of, like, movies, oh no, it's weird. Like, what if they, I don't know, surely they're not
This is
obsessed enough
still
to
not too
listen.
personal. Like, this is still a little bit chill. But no, it is one of those things. It's another way of us kind of putting ourselves out there and being quite vulnerable online,
Because we're
which is a
not really
whole other
filtered.
discussion.
Because we just talk how we would normally talk on here. And I think when you first get to know someone, you're not on your best behavior, but I don't know. I don't.
No, but you are, in a way.
I'm still myself, but I might self-edit a little bit. Like, I won't say some things that I think, oh, maybe that's too harsh, because they might think I'm being really mean.
No, I do know what you mean. So,
Yeah, but
interesting.
the guy that I am talking to right now, I bet, knowing my track record, by the time this comes out, he already won't be talking to me. Actually, wait, no, we post it tomorrow. Oh, okay, that's
Yeah,
fine.
post it tomorrow, then maybe he still will.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. He said to me, he's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna make you some intro music. So I'm like, great. I'm
If
like,
this boy will, that's what we need. That's
oh, like,
what we
this is
need.
what I've been waiting for. Love it. Yeah. Oh no, it's embarrassing. I hope he doesn't listen. Oh no, let's move on. No.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
I was, oh sorry, no.
Oh,
You
I was
go.
going to say we asked for some Hinge dating stories or just what did we ask specifically? We asked for dating app opinions, horror stories, slash cringe moments.
Oh, do you know, I haven't seen these because I forgot to say thank you very much for putting that up, Ella, because
That's
I
okay.
haven't been on my phone. So I don't know what people have said. Did anyone say anything?
Yes, we got a comment that said, had a man try and get me into stock trading and then drove me home over the drinking limit.
What? Okay, wait, tell me who that is and I'll cut it out. What?
So that's the kind of, I guess, maybe London dating pool.
Oh my
Because that
God.
feels like such a London guy thing to do, to be like, yeah, you should get into stock trading.
That is bad. What?
And then
I
drive
mean,
her home drunk.
yeah. What? Oh my God. I guess because it's been. Oh, I need to message her about this, because what?
I know,
What?
I
Like,
feel
so
like
did
we need to
she.
message her and be like, okay, give us the whole rundown of this
So,
entire story.
did she know? Well, yeah, she must have known that he was over the limit when he drove her home. But I'm guessing she didn't really have
I
any other
guess it was a point where she couldn't
options.
really be like, oh no, it's okay, I'll get a taxi.
Yeah, I guess it depends where you are. And also, when you're in situations like that, when he's already being a weirdo, then you just kind of panic. When he's trying to get you into stock trading, you're like, oh my God, yeah, just get me out of here.
Literally, I know.
Oh. Oh my God, do you know what? I feel like we need to get her on an episode, because I tell you,
I
she's
think,
got
yeah,
some
we should have
story.
invited her on to be like, okay, explain this story to
Yeah,
us.
what is this?
So
Oh,
maybe on a later extra brew
yeah.
episode.
Wow, do you know what? That is a whole new level. I've not heard of someone endangering my life on a date, so.
Yeah, I know, that's quite extreme, isn't it?
Oh God, these really are horror stories.
Yeah. And then we've got
Wow,
another one which
okay.
says, which is kind of a kind of cringe slash ick, which I agree with. And it says,
Okay.
anyone who answers the question, biggest risk I've ever taken, and says going on this app.
I knew you were going to say that. Oh my God.
It is really cringy. That is definitely one of the top, because it's so unoriginally cringy as well.
Yeah. If it was only them that said that, then I'd be like, haha, fairs. But do they not know everyone says that now?
Literally. So it's
Oh
like,
my God.
do you just not have the effort to come up with something
Yeah.
yourself? Like,
I'm
what?
like, well, that's ironic because you've literally taken zero risks. You've just put what everyone else put.
Yeah,
Like, I
you
don't know
probably
if you have a
Googled what
personality.
to say in
Yeah, did
class.
they? Yeah. Do you know what, actually, that is a good segue into what are the things that you absolutely hate seeing on there? Like, what prompts give you the ick?
Oh, let me see if I can
What are
try
the
and remember any.
classics? Or you could just, I swear to God, if you just look through a few profiles now, you'll straight away find some.
Okay, let's do that. You
I'll
can do
say
that.
quickly a couple off the top of my head, which I've already said to you.
Yep.
The whole how to pronounce my name, and
That's
then their name is
literally
like John
true.
or something.
Yeah.
It just isn't funny. Everyone does that. I hate the ones where it's like, I'll buy the second round, and they say something like, oh, if you buy the first.
I
They all say
know.
that. And oh, the one that's like, I'll fall for you if, and they say, you trip me.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it. Stop
Or it's like
it.
things like, oh, I'm looking for my wife. And it's like, also, I've just written one, which is, I'll brag to you to my friends if I had friends. That's not where you how you want to be said.
Oh, that's not attractive.
No.
Oh my
Okay.
God.
This person has a voice prompt. Do I play the voice prompt?
I don't know. Are we allowed to play that? Or, well, who's going to listen to it?
I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we
I
shouldn't.
don't know. I feel a bit bad ripping into people because I might have, like, anyone
Yeah, so
listening
I'm
saw
gonna
our
say no.
profile.
We're gonna not do that.
Okay. Like, what if they then, like, people looked at our profiles and are like, why are you saying all this? Like, look at yours. But I think ours are cute. All
I
I'm
think ours
asking
are cute.
for. It's like I'm not even having a go at like looks or anything. I just want a bit of personality. And also, when you've been looking through however many profiles, I've
Yeah.
just thought, oh, come on, can you stop? Don't
Yeah.
do that.
Because there are
Ugh.
lots of kind of bog standard, like half replies where everyone's like, oh, give me travel advice for anywhere or everywhere. And it's like, come on. It's like,
Oh,
couldn't you just
yeah.
try to, make yourself
I
comfortable?
know. Because how am I supposed to start a conversation with you?
Exactly. You want prompts that can start a conversation. That's the whole point of them.
Yeah. No. Oh, do you know another thing that gives me the ick? I really don't like it when, you know, you can put on there your political beliefs.
Yep.
I really don't like it when they say not political
Yeah.
because I think I'm not bothered how invested you are in politics, or necessarily like who you vote for. Well, if you vote for UKIP, I'd be like, what are you good? But it's just more so like, I don't necessarily, I'm not like super clued up on politics, but that just shows to me that you're just not interested in the world at all. I
Yeah.
think it's better to just not put anything on there rather than put not political. Like,
Yeah,
I don't
definitely.
think I've put mine on there, but yeah,
No,
I don't
that
know.
is
Maybe that's
something.
like a niche one, but.
No, but I agree, because I think outright saying, oh, I'm not political, when we live in such a political world, like, you have to have your opinions on politics.
Yeah, for
Okay,
sure.
you don't have to be really strong, like left wing or right wing or whatever, but to say you're not political, it's kind of like you're just choosing to ignore it.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I was listening, but I'm just looking through profiles to find any other things that I don't like. And already found the first two people are not political. And I just got this year. I don't know the exact translation in English because obviously mine's in Spanish. So this year, I really want to, or like, I have lots of plans to, and it says visit Thailand. I've heard so
That
many
just
people, I
feels
know it's not
so
awful, but
bland.
I've so many people say that.
Yeah, it just feels so bland and unoriginal. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. Ugh. And in the pictures, oh,
Okay, let's talk about
okay.
pictures.
What don't you like in the pictures?
I I don't like when the first picture is more than one person. It's like, I don't want to have to work to figure out who you are.
I know. Why would you do that?
Or I've seen a couple where the first picture doesn't even show their face.
Yeah.
I'm like, hun,
I
what's
know.
going on here?
Yeah. Does anyone ever actually swipe on any of them when
I'm
they do
sure
that? No. What is.
I'm not even
Like,
bothering.
and also, don't you find if you ever actually bother to scroll down when it's the first picture is more than one person, it's never the one in the picture that's actually that you find attractive.
I know.
Yeah, also, when the picture's really zoomed out,
Yeah.
or like there's a flash over the face, all right, I'm telling you
Literally.
right now, when I scroll down, I'm not going to find you attractive.
No,
If I'm.
you know instantly from that what
Yeah.
the first picture is like, what they're gonna be like.
Again, like, I really don't want to come across as shallow, and I'm definitely a personality kind of gal. But that's the thing about dating apps. So you really are just going off photos. So you kind of have
Yeah, I
to
know. So it is quite
find them
superficial.
attractive from the photos, which is hard, especially when you're not photogenic, like
Yeah.
me. Again,
Yeah,
like,
or
I'm
me.
not trying to like not rate myself, but I think I look better in person.
No, I think so too.
But also, again, like, when on the other hand, as well as like just, well, I don't know, let's break this down. So, well, my thoughts are, first of all, again, like, I feel bad banging on about like not liking people in there because I'm like, oh, yeah, like, you're not fit. At the end of the day, like, you have to fancy them to want to go out with them.
Yeah,
So, I think
definitely.
it's like a valid point. But also, on the other hand, it's difficult because so many people say, and I agree, that when you get to know someone, they definitely grow on you and you find them more attractive. And
Yeah,
so it's really
definitely.
hard because if I get on with someone really well, then I will find them more attractive. But like, how do you know that from some pictures? So I don't know, I don't really fancy a lot of people on there. Like, it takes me ages to find someone that I wanna swipe on because I'm like, I just don't really know, like, I
Exactly.
need to meet you.
And I do think that people look so different in their pictures than in real life. I think pictures in themselves are a form of catfishing, like
Yeah.
a mild form. But even sometimes when I see pictures of myself, I'm like, that's not me.
Yeah.
Either in like a good way or a bad way. More likely a
Yeah.
bad way. I'm like, surely I don't actually look like that. And even with people you know, sometimes you see pictures. And like if you just think about all like the celebrity influencers
Oh,
and
yeah.
everything and like the pictures of them. And then when you see the kind of unposed photos of them and you're like, oh, it's a completely different person.
Yeah, like, when Kylie Jenner got capped and then she staged another like paparazzi
Yeah.
shoot after, and the difference.
I know.
No, I don't know. I get worried sometimes when I'm meeting someone for the first time off the app that they're going to be like, oh no, that like, she catfished me from her pictures. But I don't know. I'm trying to think so far. I think it's been fine. I think I just get worried more so that like sometimes I'm really skinny in some of the pictures, and then in life I'm like, hee-hee, surprise. But it's always been fine. I don't know. But then my mum always says to me, she's like, "Well, why are you worried? Because like, if they don't like how you are, then why do you want to be with them? Like, it's as much you wanting to see if you like them as them seeing if they like you."
Yeah, exactly. And I guess at the end of the day, the kind of personality and who you are as a person and who they are at the end of the day
Yeah.
is the most important thing.
Yeah, true. But then again, like, I think it's natural to be insecure.
Yeah,
So
definitely,
I'm
definitely.
always a bit like, oh, I hope they like me. Because who's going to be like, oh, I hope they don't like me?
I
So,
know, literally no one. Every
yeah.
You hope that everyone's on there for like the same intention of wanting to
Yeah.
find someone.
Oh, do you know what annoys me as well? Is when, I mean, now they've changed it so that on Hinge you can set it to say what you're looking for. But it used to not have it. And so I don't know, I just presumed if you were just looking for something casual that you'd probably be on Tinder. But if you wanted more of a relationship, you'd be on Hinge. But now the people coming over from Tinder to Hinge, like, get out. I mean, most of them now are saying like putting on there what they're looking for, which is
Mm.
good. But it's annoying, like, when you talk to someone off there and then they're like, oh yeah, I don't really know what I want, or like, I just want something
Yeah, I know, and it's like,
casual, or like, get off of this app, please, and thank you. Or like, they look at you like you're crazy when you're like, I don't, you can't, I feel like you can't say you're looking for a relationship because they're like, oh my God, you want to tie me down and get married. But a lot of the people that
literally.
you end up dating, you pretty much just are in a relationship without having a label on it. I don't really
Yeah.
get what the point is of us hanging out if we're not
No,
together.
I don't
I don't
get.
know, maybe I'm just old fashioned.
No, but I'm the same. I don't get that either. It's like, come on, you're either in a relationship or you're not. And ultimately, all relationships are kind of working towards the end goal of just staying together for a
Yeah.
very, very long time, if not forever.
I know.
That's why I don't quite get sometimes when people are like, oh, we're not putting labels on it. It's like, well, you can say that your boyfriend and girlfriend, and it's not really going to change anything.
Yeah.
Like, surely
Just.
you're dating for a reason, to kind of have a
Yeah.
companion for life, right? That's what it's all
Yeah.
about.
I know. That's what I think. And now it's supposedly weird to be want that.
I just don't get it.
I'm like, I'm not marrying you. Pie it down. I'm just saying that,
Yeah.
like, I don't want to see
Like, I
anyone
don't want it to
else.
be like a year and then it to end and never talk to
No,
each other
I
again.
don't, cause I know so many people who pretty much just are together but aren't actually saying they are, which, like, if that makes you
Yeah.
happy, fine, but why can't be, like, why is it just so awkward nowadays? Like, oh yeah, I don't really know what I want. We're just like kind of seeing each other. I just
Literally.
can't be bothered with it. Like, I
No.
don't waste my time, because it's not like when you're friends with someone and then you might not see each other for a while, but you see each other again and that. Like, when you're dating someone, when you stop seeing them, like, you just stop. That's it. They're gone from your life. So I'm like, that's just weird. Like, why would I want
I don't know either. It's
to. Yeah.
very, very confusing. And I don't know, maybe we'll have more clarity on this in the future. But for now,
Yeah,
don't get it.
I know.
Feels like a rough world out there.
It is. Also, another thought I had, right, is
Yeah.
that in a weird way, I think being on the apps lowers your standards a bit, in that there'll be so many bad profiles on there that when there's one that's okay, you're like, wow, amazing, need to
Yeah,
match.
I've even found that happening with myself as well, because I've kind of forced myself to lower my standards a little bit. So I see people, I'm like, oh, okay, actually, maybe, yeah. But then if I was to compare that to how it was like a month or so ago, I would have never, which
Yeah.
is so weird. It's like, I know I need to be realistic, but then at what point are you kind of compromising or giving up on what you want?
Yeah. I don't know. Never thought I had was that, because I often think when I look through the profiles, oh my God, like, can I just edit this? I just wish I could offer a service where guys come to me with their profiles. I'm like, take that off, change that,
Yeah.
whatever. Just because they're just not presenting the best self that they could. Like, I just think of all the photos, why did you pick that one?
Do they not think
Why?
the boys not like? I guess boys don't really consult their friends about
No,
this
I
sort of
guess they
thing,
wouldn't
but I
be.
feel like they should, because like I
Or
consulted my
just,
sister, I
yeah, I don't know, but
consulted
yeah, I
like.
don't know. But I wonder if they, like, what their icks are when they look through girls' profiles.
We need
Like,
to find some male friends and
yeah, I
find out.
know one guy said, not a profile thing, but just a general thing, that he gets the ick when girls are like, slay. I was like, oh no, it's me.
That's so funny.
I can't help it. It started off ironically, and I say it all the time.
Yeah. I feel like that's how a lot of those things happen. They start off ironic and then they
Yeah.
just
Before you
like
know it,
form
you're
a
saying mega
relationship.
slay, super slay, 24/7.
Yeah.
It's that and like pop off.
Pop
I
off.
can't stop.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, pop off, bestie. Oh, can't help it, sorry.
Oh,
No.
so yeah, maybe we should round up our
I know
conversation.
this was only gonna be a little half hour one, but I'm like, I have so many dating thoughts. But yeah.
I know,
Okay.
I feel like there definitely is so much more we could say, but let us know
Yeah.
your dating thoughts are.
Oh my god, yeah. We'll probably do
Dating
another
apps.
dating episode,
Yeah.
especially if you get updates.
I think it'd be quite fun to get other people on and to hear their opinions as
Oh
well.
my god, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Also, can I just say to round this up, I
Yeah.
just googled icks for guys, like about girls,
Yeah.
and the top one is like talking too much about astrology, like being too interested in it and star signs and that.
I guess you do hear a lot of, I have seen a lot of profiles that say, like, them being like, oh, I don't care about astrology or like, won't pay attention, like, whatever. But I didn't realize that was a thing that like loads of girls were like. And why is that an ick for
Oh,
guys?
no, I like being an Aquarius though. It, no, I do think that, right? I always want to ask what their star sign is.
Yeah, because
Not that I
I just
necessarily believe in it, but it's just interesting. And then
because
I'm like,
yeah,
I can't, I don't think I'm psycho.
yeah, because it is one of those things where it's like, okay, yeah, I know it's kind of made up, but it's kind of
It's
not, because
just
it's kind of
fun.
like a pseudoscience.
Yeah, I just want to know. It's just funny.
But
But
I
they have
think,
started on Bumble. You can add on your star sign. So I
yeah.
don't even need to ask all the time. Well, not that I do. But also, what I've really struggled to not ask, I really want to know, is their personality type. But again, I feel like that makes me psycho. But I just find
Yeah.
it interesting.
Because I think the personality type is definitely a lot more accurate, obviously,
Yeah.
to them than their star sign is. So I think you
Yeah.
can learn a lot about
Yeah.
knowing someone's personality type.
Yeah. I love you said that and then sipped your wine. I'm like, yes, slay, classy.
Yeah, it'd be a first date question for sure.
Yeah. I hope the guy that I'm talking to right now actually asked me on a date because he's kind of saying about it.
Oh,
But he's not really like confirmed if you get me.
just
But I
kind
don't really
of
want to
thing.
act like I'm super keen. So I don't know. I'm just gonna kind of leave it, but the chat's going really well, so
That's good. We'll see what happens.
yeah, we'll see next time we have a little extra brewery chat.
Yeah, we'll get the info.
Yeah, see, okay, wow, that was a fun first go at that.
Yeah, so we hope you enjoyed it. Do let us know your thoughts. I think there's like a Q&A Spotify option that we can
Yeah,
listen
we
to,
can. I know. Yeah, we can set that up.
or just Instagram DM us or comment,
Yeah.
and our whole 2 followers, we'd really appreciate. You know, we probably have more than that. No, we do.
Yeah.
But yeah, and we'll be back with another one in a couple of weeks' time
Yeah.
on some other fun topic.
Love
Hope
it.
you
Okay,
enjoyed.
see you next time. Thanks for listening to Tea O'Clock with Keller.
Join us next time for more.